So let's go ahead and touch on punishment and how punishment is different than negative reinforcement.
So for example, let's say I have a yearling colt that keeps wanting to bite me, wanting to bite me, wanting to bite me. And again, I have some of my colleagues that think you should never ever use punishment. I grew up in a very traditional horse background. If I have a young colt trying to nip me, I might, let's say, carry a dressage crop and pop him on the chest whenever he tries to bite me. I don't like the idea of trying to pop them on the side of the face because a lot of young colts think that is just the world's best game. And but the punishment is using the pop with the crop to, if your timing is good, get them to decrease the biting.
And so how that's I really want to really distinguish negative reinforcement from punishment. So I'm here, so punishment is correcting a behavior, and negative reinforcement is applying a pressure and a release situation. Am I understanding that correctly?
Right. And one thing I'm not going into, because I think it's going to take us too far down a rabbit hole, is trying to explain the difference between positive punishment and negative punishment. So I'm just saying in general, when a punishment is used, you're trying to decrease the frequency of a behavior. We could even use hot wire fence as an example. That animal touches the hot wire, it gives them a shock. And you decrease very quickly the tendency of the horse to approach the fence. Again, negative reinforcement is the vast majority of what we do with so much of our training. If I'm trying to get a horse that already knows how to lead properly, I'm trying to get him onto a horse trailer, I'm going to probably be pulling and applying some pressure to the halter, which puts some different pressures on the head. And again, as soon as that horse steps forward, I release that pressure.